Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantes right here on 720 WGN.
Yes.
Yeah, big deal.
Big deal.
Big deal.
So how's your Friday?
Oh, I don't want to talk about it. Before we get, Ed Obradovich is going to join us in a few minutes. I was just saying to Mr. Manley, our boss.
Yeah.
Very scary guy, by the way.
He is not.
The Ed Obradovich, listening to him last night after the game, he reflects. What he does is he lets you, as the grieving fan, off the hook. Because he wears all of the emotion. And he expresses it in such a beautiful way and makes you feel just better. It's cathartic for you just to listen.
There's no question it's cathartic. No question.
Because there's a guy more mad than you are about it.
And more knowledgeable about everything. Right. So he's passionate about the sport, passionate about these Bears. Yeah. And he comes from a place where he doesn't want to be a criticizer. He wants them to win and be great.
Because he, bleeds blue and orange.
He does.
All right. But on a serious note, I want to do this story for you first, because this is really, really, really something that is critically important and people need to know about it right now. This is this vaping story, where we have had hundreds of confirmed cases of what doctors are referring to as chemical pneumonia. Isn't that right, Dr. Sala? Mark Sala is with us from, he's the pulmonary specialist for Northwestern Medicine. And it's unclear what the exact cause of this is, but we're getting a little closer, right?
That's right. So as you guys may be aware, the CDC released a new press release today saying that there was over 450 probable cases of vaping or e-cigarette-related lung injury and respiratory distress that were over 33 different states reporting this from public health departments to them.
Right. Now, generally, when the public health departments are reporting this, that number is probably... it might be a couple weeks old, because they have to confirm the cases, right? I mean, you see this all the time in flu season, where the numbers are probably much higher than what their CDC is saying right now. And you know, a couple weeks, we'll know the real extent of it is.
Sure. The initial cases were reported over the summer in Illinois and Wisconsin, actually. And since then, we've just seen an uptick in the number that have been reported, largely due to probably more awareness of the potential problem that's at hand. And so more doctors are being asked to report the cases to their health departments and then thereby get it to the CDC over time.
Have you seen any cases?
I have not actually seen any cases.
It's there's an 18-year-old teen from Gurnee who was very outspoken from his hospital bed, talking about how he had this sudden onset of a severe sort of lung pulmonary issue. And there was the quote that I remember. He said, "My lungs are like a 70-year-old's." He's 18. And this was such a serious and sudden onset. That's what seems to characterize these cases. Isn't that right?
So there's a wide variety of severities that have come about in the reports, some of which are just symptoms ranging from shortness of breath and low oxygen levels, all the way to requiring life support, and some cases that have potentially been linked to death.
Yeah, the Minnesota case just in the last hour or so has been reported as the fourth nationwide death tied to vaping, in addition to that 450 cases that you mentioned of people who have some sort of issue. The first mention I've heard, though, today of this, the vitamin E oil that they're looking at as a potential issue here. Have you heard about this?
I have, and I'll tell you that a lot of this is very much preliminary data. You're basing this on a lot of cases that have been reported, still the jury is very much out on what exactly is linking all of the cases, if any one source is potentially leaking them. Remember that e-cigarettes contain a lot of different potential chemicals in them, not just nicotine. And actually, there was a New England Journal article released today that suggested that a lot of cases that they had seen in Illinois and Wisconsin early on were associated with the fact that people had put THC or marijuana-based oils within the vaping device, which is not, of course, sanctioned by the manufacturer, but a lot of the cases had that in common, actually.
So let's talk about oils. One of the things that I was reading about this morning in terms of this vitamin E supplement that can be in is the fact that this is like a almost a waxy oil, and that when it is, it shouldn't be inhaled, because when it gets inhaled, it basically coats the bronchi, right? And that makes it harder to breathe. Isn't that one of the mechanisms that they're looking at here?
Right. So vitamin E may have a couple of different mechanisms, but at minimum, we know that inhaling oils or waxy substances can be associated with something called lipoid pneumonia. And lipoid pneumonia is a very serious condition, but it, at least that might be one common denominator amongst some of these cases. So using THC-based oils or waxes could certainly have that in common as well. There's a lot of potential chemicals within there that could be adding up as a synergy or could be uniquely associated with some of these problems.
But let's talk a little bit about that type of pneumonia, though, because I think what I think in order to get the attention of people, because I have a friend whose son is just today being released from the hospital in South Florida after 3 weeks being on life support, being in an induced coma to get him through this, and with a feeding tube. I mean, it was a 19-year-old kid, life or death. He's from here, and he's thank God he's going to live, but he's going to have to go through rehab for his lungs. He's got a lot of work ahead of him to try to regain the function that he once had, if he ever does. And this was the type of pneumonia that he had, as you're describing, and this is a really, really, really incredibly horrifying thing to go through for the patient, isn't it?
Yeah, so again, there could be all sorts of different levels of severity of this, but at the extreme, which is what you're describing, is someone on life support, including mechanical ventilation and potentially other forms of support. So it could be the long haul for some people. I think that, again, the jury's still kind of out on what exactly is causing it, but I think that from a cautionary perspective, the CDC and many other physicians have come out as saying that, look, if you're going to smoke e-cigarettes, at least don't modify it, don't include any oils, don't include any other substances in there that don't already come with it and aren't being advertised as being used in the e-cigarettes. I think that that's at minimum. Obviously from a pulmonologist perspective, combusting and inhaling anything is probably not a good idea. But this is kind of where we're at right now, though, with the current information.
Right.
So it is still very much a mystery, you could say, right? The CDC is saying stop it until we figure out what it is. They believe it's some sort of chemical that is possible cause here that people are adding or using, whether it's vitamin E or something else. But it just seems as if no one really knows. So the best advice that we're hearing is just stay away from it. You'd want to be in this situation.
You have a lot of heterogeneity among the cases, and they're still trying to find something that unifies them, if it's only one thing at all, actually. And so what they're dealing with is a lot of data and a lot of need for follow-up observations on this.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Mark Sala from Northwestern. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Dr. Sala.
Thank you.
Northwestern Medicine.
Unbelievably scary,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, my friend called me yesterday morning and told me the story.
Oh.
And he, because he'd been down in South Florida taking care of his son, and it came back. Mom is still down there, and helping get him out. He's got to take he was in college down there, has to take the rest of the semester off, maybe the rest of the year, depending on how he recovers. Jeez. From this. And it just came on like that. I mean, it's and again, it was vaping, and the issue is the cartridge that you're putting in, or if you're making your own cartridge,
right?
To put in, and there are a lot of different. It's really, really, really dangerous. As the doctor just said, bringing anything into your lungs is not just pure air is a problem,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether it's pollution or cigarettes or whatever, it's related to a lot of problems. This is especially this pneumonia that was being described based on the oils or waxes. It's literally coating the inside of your lungs.
Mm.
And just imagine that. It's, if you pour... hot wax on your hand, and then it gets stuck
right.
to your hand, and you're like, it's coming off like a candle or whatever.
Envision that around your lungs.
Yeah, just
trying to breathe.
Coat a thin coat of that around your lungs, and then it hardens the lungs. They don't actually work. They don't collapse and enlarge like they normally would, as a result of having this stuff in them.
Yeah,
and. I mean, it is a horrifying thing, and I think that people need to be, really, really, really cognizant of this until they get to the bottom of it. I mean, eventually, they probably will come up with a solution that allows people to continue to do this if they want to do it.
Or at least a cause, pinpoint what it is, because several people are, they're using substances, they're adding substances, they're mixing substances. Does it even create a new toxin, they're wondering, when you add hemp or marijuana or you vape different substances or you use oils to heat them up? They don't seem to know that New England Journal of Medicine study is based on clusters right here in Illinois and Wisconsin. They're looking at a number of largely young people, like the age you describe, Ro, that are just suddenly finding themselves in the hospital.
Yeah. You know, this happened at the end of Prohibition, too, when people were used to having like bathtub gin and stuff like that, and you never knew exactly what you were getting when you were getting when you're drinking alcohol that was being made by, you know, some yokel somewhere, you know, in a still. And there were a lot of people getting very sick at that period. But then when it became legal again, people were trying to find a way to get into the business. And I think that that's a little of what you're seeing here. These are people that are making the transition. You know, these are the drug dealers who realize that, you know, not just selling the weed anymore is working. They have to go and figure out how to sell cartridges for these pens, because that's what people are going to want. And they don't necessarily have access to a recreational marijuana store, or they don't want to pay the tax on it. It might be cheaper. And God knows what people are mixing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is a really, really, really... it's a scary moment. I mean, it almost is, you know, the better course of action, it seems, at the moment, is to start to, you know, maybe go back to the actual, you know, blunt.
To take a look at what exactly they were using, right, and that kind of thing. But that was the interesting part. The study found that some of the people who were impacted by, you know, being hospitalized after vaping had involved THC, the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana, and some did not. And so it seems that there are multiple reasons? Is there just one? Is there some kind of combination of factors? I think that's why it's so unclear, because they don't exactly match up all the cases. What they happen to be smoking wasn't exactly the same in all cases.
And I hate to sound crazy, but when has that ever stopped me before? This is exactly the what the legal marijuana industry needs. There needs to be a health scare associated with things that are not actually on the that are not sold, you know, by a legitimate company, because there is going to be sort of a push if these companies are going that are investing billions of dollars in creating manufacturing, growing and manufacturing and all of that, and they think they're going to get nickel and dimed out of their profits by street hustlers. This is also exactly what happened in the liquor industry, you know, in the 1930s. So there is that's a big, big, big difference here. And I think that you're going to see a sort of a flight to quality here in terms of creating a safe product. Now, again, it's an inhalable. There's no such thing really as an inhalable safe product. Period.
No. Right. The only other issue that has come up already from that New England study, New England Journal of Medicine, is that they're also looking at the heating coils in the vaping devices to see if they release metal particles. I mean, they just don't seem to know exactly what it is.
Yep. All right. Let's talk to Sue really quickly on WGN. Hi, Sue.
Hi. I just had a quick comment. We live in Illinois. I have a 18-year-old, unfortunately, vaping. Well, now it's illegal for anyone under 21. So, honestly, we don't know where they're getting it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I mean, it's come all the way to us staying over the weekend. We'll go buy you a pack of cigarettes. Like, come on. Like, we don't want you vaping. We don't know where you're getting it. We don't even get how this all works. You know, it's like so new to us.
And they don't either. They will tell you they do, but they don't.
Right. But now these kids can't even go into a legitimate store or buy legitimate stuff. It's like become like an illegal substance because they can't even go buy it. He could go fight in a war, but he can't go get this product that he's now addicted to. And, you know, they're like, we'll get you a patch. We'll buy you a pack of cigarettes. Please just stop vaping. But, yeah. You know, and that's us being open-minded. Like, I'm sure there's parents that don't even realize their kids do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, and it's what a horrifying...
Not doing it at all. It's horrible.
Sue, stop on that notion. What a horrifying thing as a parent to think that maybe it would be safer for me to go get you a pack of cigarettes.
I mean, we stare at each other like, what is happening in this world? You know what I mean? Like, that was the new conversation we had to have. And
is there
and I know
is there any way to get to him to explain that you know the whole concept here is a bad one?
Oh, 100%. I mean, that's the first conversation. But after the news reports of these kids in the hospital with their lungs, that was the, you know, that was the newest sentence. Like, at the very least, if you're addicted to nicotine, let's work it out a different way. But please stop vaping today.
Or you know Nicorette. I mean? Would be a, that, there's a good solution there, too.
Sure.
You know, sure. I mean, other
you know
ways
what I mean?
To do
like, yeah. And I worry about, you know, I have a eighth grader, too. So now I'm worried about these little ones, too, you know, and where are they getting it?
Right.
Oh, so-and-so's brother. Well, I don't know. You just don't know if it's legitimate stuff or what, you know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so that, to me, you know, the older people, you know, but these younger ones, that's what worries me more, because where are they getting it? What are they getting? Do they even know what they're getting? You know, I don't know.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Good luck to you and your family on that. Really, really, really tough situation.
It shows you the troubles you have as a parent, right? You know, a lot of the kids are doing it. Do you tell them to put it down altogether? You should, but are they going to do it?
Kim Gordon has got the WGN News at the bottom of the hour. What's coming up?
Wrote lots of animals displaced from Hurricane Dorian are in Chicago. We'll tell you how you can help coming up.
Traffic being brought to you by the Illinois Department of Transportation.